The Gemara Masechet Gittin Daf Vav Amud Beis, in trying to show us how great Rebbe Avyosa was, says, the Pasuk says in the Parasha of Pelegish Begiva, V'tezna Allah Pilakshay. The Pasuk tells us that there was a person who married a Pelegish, V'tizne love Pilaksha. So, as Tosfos explains, the Gemara finds it difficult to assume that the Pshat in the Pasuk is the Pasha Pshat that she was Mizana. Because as we find, this man went back for her. And if she would have Chas V'Shalom been Mizana, then her husband would not have gone back to her. So, must be, says the Gemara, that she was something else happened. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Rav Yosef Amar Zvuv Matzala, that he found a worm. Rav Yonatan Amar Nima Matzala, that he found a hair. Says the Gemara, V'ashkechei Rav Yosef Eliyahu. Rav Yosef met Eliyahu. Amalei Mai Ka'ovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now? Amalei Osek B'Pilegish B'Giva. He's learning the parasha Pelegish B'Giva. And as Mepharshim explained, Pelegish B'Giva is an episode that happened in our history. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be learning again the parasha Pelegish B'Giva? So Mepharshim explained, from here we see that Torah is not just what it looks like superficially, but rather Torah is much deeper. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we learn the parasha Pelegish B'Giva, it's not just something that happened historically. It represents Torah, which is the basis of the entire world. My comer. So now Rabbi Avyosa asks Eliyahu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Amalei Avyosa b'nei kachu oimer. This is what Rav Yosef says, and this is what Rav Yonason says. Amalei, so Rav Yosef asks Eliyahu, Chas V'Shalom, Yikas Sveike Kamishmaya. Is there any question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We could have question. We could have machloikus. But how does that come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amalei, so Eliyahu responded, Ela Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim Heim. Both Pshatim are correct. What happened, he said, was Zvuv Matzav Loi Hikpet. First, there was a worm that was found, and it didn't bother him that much. Nima Matzav Hikpet, and then he found a hair, and he was Makpet. It's also interesting to point out that the B'nai Yisachar says that the Gemara is trying to show how great Rebbe Avyosa was. So what is the raya that he was great? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's learning the parasha of Pelegish B'Giva, quotes Rebbe Avyosa. Says the B'nai Yisachar, why didn't the Gemara bring a different raya that Rebbe Avyosa was a great man? The fact that Eliyahu speaks to him, that he meets Eliyahu. Says the B'nai Yisachar, that from here we see that being quoted in a Dvar Torah is even greater than meeting Eliyahu Hanavi. And the greatness of Rav Yosef is proven by the fact that his Divrei Torah are quoted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than by the fact that he is speaking to Eliyahu Hanavi. But here the Gemara introduces the concept of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. So I did see from the Sefer called Simcha that he explains Elu Ve'elokim Chayim in this Gemara, that the Gemara is trying to show us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the power of Hashgacha Pratis, the world, everything that happens in the world is Hashgacha Pratis. A worm, a hair, the most insignificant items, are part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with a tremendous Hashgacha Pratis. But we are learning here, if
famous concept of Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. And the Farshim tried to help us understand this concept of Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. I saw a number of pshatim how to understand Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Because the underlying issue in understanding this concept of Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, how could there be machlokes? How could there be mutter and usur and kosher and treif? If it's all one Torah, how could there be disagreement? So one marshal I saw in trying to understand this is that if one has electricity, he has a plug, if you'll plug in a furnace, you'll plug in a hot oven, so now you'll have heat. If you'll plug in a refrigerator, you'll have cold air. The same thing with the Torah. The Torah has the ability to, has different perspectives and has different power, kosher and non-kosher, mutter and usur. Another way of understanding with a mashal is if you'll have someone standing on in a two-story home, standing on the floor of the upper story, on the upper floor, and you'll ask him, where are you standing? He'll say, I'm standing on the floor. You'll ask a person who's standing on the first floor, this individual who's standing on the second floor, where is he standing? He'll say he's standing on the ceiling. They're both correct. They're both correct. He's standing on the floor and he's standing on the ceiling. It's just a matter of perspective. Different Talmidei Chachamim have different perspectives. And those perspectives are evident in the way they approach halachic matters. And I saw from Rabbi Zatzal, he explains, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Achas Diba Elokim Shtayim Zu Shemati. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only said one Torah. But Shtayim Zu Shemati, this one Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, could be interpreted in many different ways. And I saw that the Mefarshim, the Ritva, in Masech the Ervin, discusses this question. If we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave one Torah, how could there be, so there's only one Torah, how could there be more than one answer? How could there be more than one approach? So he says that that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to the Chachmei Hador. In every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves it up to the Chachmei Hador to decide what is the way to approach different issues. That's Pshat, he says, when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained to Moshe, Men tes ponim toher, Mem tes ponim tamei. In the very same subject, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 49 ways that it should be tahar, and 49 ways how the very same subject to be tamei. And the Gemara actually Masech the Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that Talmidei Chachamim are called Balei Asufis. Why are Talmidei Chachamim called Balei Asufis? Eilu Talmid Chachamim, says the Gemara, Shiyosh v'na Sufis Asufis, they sit in groups, V'oizkim b'Torah, and they learn Torah, Halolu Matamim, V'alolu Matarim, Halolu Oisrim, V'alolu Matirim, Halolu Poislim, V'alolu Machshirim, Shem Yoyim Odom. So a person is going to see this serious disagreement. A person is going to say, Eich ani loy m'Torah, how can I learn Torah? Tamaloimer Kulam nitnu miroy echad. Kel echad nasnan. One God gave us the Torah. Parnas echad amram. The entire Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. Mipnei adam kolamaisim. Baruch Hu. All from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah, gave one Torah, but gave it with one, we gave it in a way that we have the right to understand it. And the Chidah explains, but why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this way? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah in a way that there should be disagreement, there should be halachic disagreement, there should be serious halachic disagreement? Wouldn't it been easier that it would just be obvious and straight? So he says, you don't appreciate light unless first you've been in the dark. You don't appreciate the Torah unless ain't simcha kataras asfekis, when there's argument and there's this difficulty to understand. And after you've finished all of that, you come to a clarity that gives the Torah so much more appreciation. Also, he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that the circumstances in the world will change. And since the circumstances in the world will change, the perspective is dependent on what we know is going on in the world. And therefore, the Torah had to be somewhat flexible. That's pshat, why the Mefarshim explain. The Torah says, Achri Rabbim Lahatus, because it requires the perspective of many people and with different perspectives, that all of them should come together to decide what to do. And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Kedushas Levi along this line. The Gemara many times says teiku. What does teiku mean? So we know that teiku means tishbi yitaritz kushvis vabayis. So the Kedushas Levi asks, When is this going to happen? When is the teiku going to be answered? When will the Tishbi answer the question? So he says, when Mashiach comes. So he asks that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're going to have Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should we go to Eliyahu HaNavi to get our questions answered? We could go to Moshe Rabbeinu to get our questions answered. So he says, Eliyahu HaNavi has something over Moshe Rabbeinu. What does Eliyahu have over Moshe Rabbeinu? Eliyahu has that he lived in Eliyahu HaNavi Lemes. Eliyahu lived through all generations. Only a person who lived through all different times in life is able to look and tell us how to live. Someone had to look at halacha. Someone who didn't experience the situation himself is not able to paskin and is not able to tell us how to look at a shaila. You need that appreciation. And there's a beautiful tshuva that I saw in the Shalos HaTshuvos Michas Alozer, Chelek Beis Simen Yotes, where he discusses this issue of machloikis, of elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. And he says, there's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a ger that came to Shammai, and he told him that gereini amanas shetomedeni kol haTorah kula kashem oimer haRegel achas. And Shammai dochvoi ba'amas habinyan. There was a guy that came to Shammai and said, be megai me on the condition that you teach me all of the Torah on one leg. And Shammai chased him away. He came to Hillel, and Hillel told him, Madalach sanach l'chavri lo sarit. What was the machloikis between Shammai and Hillel? Shammai, he came to Shammai, he said, Gaireini amnasha talmideini kol ha-Torah kula regal achas, teach me a Torah in which there is no machlokes. And Shammai said, that's not the Torah that we follow. In fact, says the Michos HaLozer, what Shammai was saying to this potential ger is that that's why the halacha doesn't follow me. Because I don't have the ability to appreciate the other opinion. We know throughout Shas that when Hillel says his approach, he doesn't only say his approach, he also says, the Gemara says, Shoinim divrei chavarei machokaleim. Beis Hillel knew that they would arrive. And therefore the halacha should be like Beis Hillel. Achri rabim lahatis. Even though the halacha should be like Hillel, Hillel always was careful not only to explain his position, but to say and to try to appreciate his opponent, Shammai. That's why the halacha is like Hillel. Because only someone who could appreciate the other side could be, the halacha could be like him. Only someone who could appreciate the machlokes could be, the halacha could be like him. Shammai says, if you want to have that approach, then you don't have a part to Torah, and you can't be a ger. But the Michos HaLozer goes on to say, we know that the Gemara says, the Rishonim say that when the Mashiach comes, the halacha is going to be like by Shammai. What's going to change? The Torah is going to change? So they say, because Shammai is Midas Hadin, and the world that we're in cannot exist with Midas Hadin. We need Midas HaRachmim. Mashiach will come in Mitzvah Shem. B'mheir B'yameinu, we'll be able to survive with Midas Hadin. And that's what Allah will be like Shammai. But the Mefarshim say, in this world, there are many perspectives. The truth is not that obvious. The truth is not that clear. And only someone who can appreciate all the different opinions. The Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Such a person, the halacha, is the halacha like him in this world. But when Mashiach comes, b'mher yameinu, u'malay oretz deyas Hashem, and everybody's opinion, and there'll only be one truth, and there won't be room for machlokes, that in that world we could follow the opinion of Shammai. There's no need to have someone who only repeats his who says his opinion and his opinion and his opponent's opinion. Eilu ve'elukim, divrei Elokim chayim. We should be zoicha to the emes.